Hey guys, it's Riyadh. 2016 was a hard year for music. We lost Leonard Cohen, Merle Haggard, Sharon Jones, David Bowie, Fife Dog, George Martin, and George Michael. But there was one death that really left me in shock, and that was Prince. With Universal recently announcing their plans to release a film based on Prince's music, I felt like this was probably a good time to reflect on the life and art of one of the best to ever do it. Prince Nelson was born into a musical family in 1958. His first and middle name, Prince Rogers, was an homage to the stage name used by his father, John, a jazz pianist. Prince's mother, Maddie, had been a singer in John's band. Born and raised in Minneapolis, Prince had a childhood full of poverty and family drama. His parents divorced when he was 10, and his troubled relationships with both parents sent him bouncing around from both homes until he finally landed in the household of his friend, Andre Anderson. For young Prince, music became a way to escape his family's turmoil. He taught himself to play guitar, piano, and drums at an early age. Having played in bands in high school, Prince's big career breakthrough came in 1977 when, at the age of 19, he signed a record deal with Warner Brothers Music. In 78, he released his solo debut album called For You, and it had okay sales. In 79, he released a self-titled album, Prince, which featured his first hit song, I Want to Be Your Lover. The song sold over a million copies and gave him the chance to perform on the famed TV show American Bandstand. Over the next few years, Prince released more albums and saw his sales improve steadily as his musical identity became more firmly cemented. His sound could be described as a combination of dance, new wave, and rock. His biggest success would come in 1984 with the release of the film Purple Rain. Purple Rain was a mostly autobiographical movie that was a huge success. The soundtrack sold over 10 million copies and featured three top 10 singles. At one point, Prince had the number one album, single, and movie in the country. This was the first time that anything like this had ever happened. In his lifetime, Prince would release 39 studio albums and establish himself as a provocative and sometimes controversial artist. In addition to writing and producing himself, plus playing almost every instrument, he wrote for and produced other artists. He wrote Manic Monday for the Bengals and Jungle Love for Morris Day and the Time. Also songs like I Feel For You by Chaka Khan and Nothing Compares to You by Sinead O'Connor were covers of songs that he had originally recorded. Although Purple Rain was by far his biggest hit movie, he directed and starred in other lesser-known films like Under the Cherry Moon, Sign of the Times, and Graffiti Bridge. In 2016, Prince died of an apparent overdose of the pain medication fentanyl. And to hopefully end on a slightly lighter note, at 7, Prince learned to play his first song, the theme from TV's Batman. Decades later, he would write and record the theme to Tim Burton's film Batman. The song was called Bat Dance, and it was a number one hit. If you haven't seen the music video for Bat Dance, do yourself a favor, go to YouTube right now and check it out. You'll see some great costumes, some amazing dance moves, and a song that maybe didn't age well, but still shows Prince doing what he does.